The 2019 Tony Awards are Sunday night, and we'll find out then if the critically acclaimed What the Constitution Means to Me wins the award for Best Play, or if the adaptations of Beetlejuice or Tootsie take home Best Musical. The Tonys are, like most major entertainment awards, selected by a group of voters. Two of the Tony voters live in Northwest Arkansas. Jennifer Ross, Director of Programming at Walton Arts Center, and Scott Galbraith, Vice President and Executive Producer at Walton Arts Center, have their say. Yesterday, Jennifer came to the Carver Center for Public Radio, and we reached Scott by phone while he was in Florida to ask them about the Tony voting process. Jennifer says they've done their homework, albeit enjoyable homework.
We traveled to New York two or three times a season. In May, Scott was in New York for about 6 days. And Scott, I think you saw 12 shows in those 6 days. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct, including one curtain that was at midnight.
Yes, and I was there for 5 days for the same conference and saw 10 shows, one of which was not a Tony-nominated show. But
yeah, so do you have to do a little planning like, okay, we don't know the nominations yet, but based on reviews and word of mouth, I'm going to try to hit the ones I think will get nominated?
We do a lot of that early in the season. The Tony nominations generally come out in late April or very early May before our last Broadway conference of the season. And so that last conference is about seeing more shows and about bringing the Broadway community together, both in New York as well as the touring Broadway.
The nominees for Best Play, Choir Boy, The Ferryman, Gary, a sequel to Titus Andronicus, Inc., and What the Constitution Means to Me. Many of these have been written about and discussed. I'm not going to ask either one of you who you voted for, but did you both get to see all five of the nominations for Best Play?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And you're right, we won't tell you which ones you voted for, but I will say, yeah, we're not on the nominating committee, but I will say that I was a little surprised because I think there were, it was a fantastic year for plays.
Absolutely.
And I think there's at least one, maybe two titles that did not appear on that list that I was surprised by because I was fully anticipating having to arm wrestle with myself as to which one of those might top the list for me. So it's been a very interesting year that way. But it's an embarrassment of riches for audiences because there's so many great plays.
Have you ever thought about, does it depend? Have you done this introspection where maybe it was the first one I saw, maybe it was the last one I saw, maybe it was the one after the better meal, maybe it was the one when I was not tired? I mean, because, you know, you can go back and rewatch a movie or re-listen to a recording, but this, you got one shot usually.
Absolutely. It's really, especially after the fact, because we're voting now. Votes have to be in by Friday.
You've got till Friday?
We have till Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
And so there's lots of tabulation that happens between Friday and the Tony Awards on Sunday. But as you see, Kyle, in front of me, there are lots of books that the producers have sent us to remind us about our experience at their show. And so what I find is looking through the information that they've actually sent us helps me remember, oh, that part that maybe I had forgotten or that note that I had made to myself in my phone after the show and that sort of thing.
What makes it both a little bit easier and more difficult at the same time is that within the best musical category, for instance, let's remember that there's also best book of a musical, which is the script. There's the best score. So they dice and slice sort of the components of the musical in various awards. So that you may, as you're going through, go, you know, the lyrics on that one were fantastic. That's my vote for lyrics. But these orchestrations, the sound of the orchestra, the way they used it, that needs to win over here. Now, what was the total experience, taking in everything, the direction, the set design? Now, which one of those rises to the top as the best musical, even though it may not have won for the best script? So we get to dice and slice a little bit as well, which allows you to really reward the artistry in a particular category and then step back and reflect on the total experience for the final post.
As you mentioned, Scott, this was an embarrassment of riches this year, apparently. I mean, great reviews.
Yes.
But sometimes there are productions that I wish I could see, not because they've gotten great reviews, but just because, oh my. Did either of you see King Kong?
Yes. We both saw King Kong in January.
Tell me about it, because it sounded so something just monumental, but bizarre.
Well, it was. It really was an experience that you don't get very often. Certainly, the puppetry is deserving of special mention, and in fact is being awarded that way. Not unlike the puppetry for Warhorse, again, just a spectacular achievement. But that wasn't the only one. There were some other, to my eye, some really visually stunning achievements on a stage. The kinds of things that make you go, "Wow! I didn't realize we could transport like that." So I think there's a lot of credit in there. It did not rise to the top of the list on my list for a couple of things, but I think that it's a spectacular achievement. The last time I saw something like that, I think, was Rocky, because the transformation of the theater into a boxing ring was spectacular, but it wasn't something that could tour, so it's not necessary. That's why it didn't, and you didn't see it on the road. Whether or not they'll figure out how to do King Kong on the road, I've yet to hear. But it would be visually stunning if they did.
Any advice for those of us who will watch it who have perhaps seen none of the performances? We don't know whether someone is, being snubbed or that's the proper. Should we just watch it and enjoy ourselves?
I would say yes. Just watch it and enjoy. And if you're of a mind, take notes about what was really interesting to you and make sure that we know that, so that as we start to program our series in future years, we know what it is that resonated with you. I was thrilled after we had announced the band's visit for the upcoming season. The number of people who said, "I have no idea what this is about. I had never heard of it, but I saw it on the Tonys and it looks really cool." That's fantastic.
And that's,
so I would encourage people, use it as an education moment and learn about the shows that you may be getting in Fayetteville.
And, as a kid growing up in Arkansas, when I would see the Tonys, there was something there that I knew I would never see any of those. I grew up in a small town. There would never be a chance to see these. Mm. And the fact that so many tour and they can come to Walton Arts Center so soon after a touring production has established, I think that has changed at least cultural lives for a lot of people in Arkansas and around the country.
I agree with you, Kyle. I also grew up in Arkansas, in North Central Arkansas, and it was very much the same. It was not, Broadway shows were not available to me. And so just having the opportunity to bring Broadway to so many people, especially in the season right after it's won the Tony, we are so excited to be able to bring The Band's Visit and Once on This Island, which both won Best Musical and Best Revival of a Musical just last year. We're absolutely thrilled to be able to bring those, and it's an accomplishment for Walton Arts Center to do that, and I know that we're all very proud of it, and I hope that the people of Northwest Arkansas who will be able to come and see those shows are also proud of that accomplishment for our region.
Scott Galbraith is Vice President and Executive Producer at Walton Arts Center. Jennifer Ross is Director of Programming at Walton Arts Center. They're both Tony Award voters, and we talked to them yesterday. Jennifer Ross says it should be noted that a former director at Walton Arts Center, Jenny Taylor Swain, was the person who originally worked hard to make Walton Arts Center a member of the Broadway League, which allows for participation in the Tony voting process. The Tony Awards will be broadcast Sunday night beginning at 7 on CBS.